Happy Sabbath, church family. Happy Sabbath. Wow, it's great to be back from the Northwest. Yeah, there's lots of testimonies I wish I could share with you guys in service, but you guys will have to catch me later on that. When I went canvassing in Yakima, we were in really, I guess you could say 7 to 9 territory. And that is basically people who are not home because they're working to pay off their bill, and it's really normally nice homes. Really nice homes, and we know that it's hard for a rich man to be in heaven. And I was canvassing, and I got to this really nice house. I was like, wow, this is a really nice house. And I honestly was just like, I should just skip this house, because this person's not going to get the book. Like, I'll just skip this house. And I was like, I'll just go to this house real quick. I'll knock really quick, and no one will know if I don't sit there when they answer the door. So I was just like, knock really quick, maybe 1 second, 2 seconds, and then I'll just walk off. But I actually stayed there because a guy opened the door really quick. He's like, oh, hi. And, at first I was just like, this is like, those doubts that pop in your head. And I was just, I was like, this guy's like with the book. He has a nice house, nice car. And I sat there, and he really looked like he was not interested. And I was just like, oh. So I shared with him a personal canvas about Christ's object lessons. He taught love. Lessons of Love is actually the version we had. And I shared with him, and actually it was Man of Peace. Sorry about that. Man of Peace, Desire of Ages. And I saw him, and that actually was the last Man of Peace that we had in stock. And so I looked at him, and I shared my testimony with the Man of Peace. And he automatically began crying. Like, this is a guy who has abundant things. Like, God has really blessed him with all the things that he has. And he's sitting there he's standing there at the door, and he's crying and he's sobbing. And he's just like, you don't understand. Like, I really need this book. Like, I used to go to church, and I fell out. Like, he was explaining to me that his church experience wasn't the greatest experience when he was a kid, and he's never gone back. But he really needs it. He feels like, he has like something missing. Like, he's like, you're right. We really do need God. We all need God. I'm gonna get this book. And I was just like, wow, I was just like, I didn't even give him the price. He's just like, here, just take all of it. Okay, just take all of it. And I was just like, I stood there and I was like amazed. I was just like, wow. So many times we judge people on the way they look and what they have. And we tend to put just our own doubts before we even trust in God. And it's very hard to trust in God when you have doubts in your mind. But something that we know, I'm going to read you guys a quick 5 verses, maybe a phrase. It's in 2 Timothy 4, chapter 4, verses 1-5. I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers. And they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. But you be watchful in all things. Endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. And I was just like, whoa, we are evangelists. We are evangelists. We are witnesses for God in this generation. And I told my friend, I was like, hey, we were reading publishing ministry as an assignment. I'm like, this applies. We can find truth and verses in the Bible that tell us that we should go out and witness to people, and we should do it. It's God's will for us to witness to our brothers and sisters who have not been in church, who are fallen away from church, who do not know God. And I'm just like, we should pray every day for them. There are many people we didn't get to reach in Yakima, but I'm sure that God will work in the people's hearts who have gotten the books in Yakima. And this is just a testament. This guy is a testament. Although he has everything in the world that he could possibly have, he didn't have Jesus and he was not satisfied. Only Jesus can satisfy your heart. And we have to let Jesus satisfy our heart. We can't go to other people. We can't go to items. We can't go to possessions. We can't go through our jobs. We can have all the riches in the world, and we will not be satisfied unless we have Jesus. And this was just a testament for God, that we cannot be satisfied. And I was really happy. I was just like, yeah, I am not satisfied where I am with God. And I know that we have a long way to go as workers for God and church members too as well. We're supposed to preach the three angels' messages to the world. And, you know, as a church, we're really lacking. We should really begin that work. It's really essential for us to do this work. It says in publishing, not publishing, Cole Porter Ministry, that we should do this work. And Ellen G. White calls it the most essential work. And I believe that it is. Because what we're doing now is really reaching people. We may not see our fruits here on earth, but we will see them in heaven when the books are open.